When you look back on that set of circumstances and that church and the story that we know, I don't know how much of the story we know is reality, and you look at the characters, Alice, Ray Brock, and some of the other people, were there life lessons to be learned there that we may not know about?
I'm sure there are. I mean, you have to understand there's a number of different realities at work.
Sure.
I wrote Alice in 1965, sitting in Alice's kitchen, and I wrote a little chorus. We all sat around the table that night.
Was she there?
Yeah, she was there. And Ray was there, and my friend Rick Robbins was there, and my other friend Jeff Outlaw, who later starred as he was playing the other guy around the table. He was playing Rick. I mean, this is crazy stuff. So we're sitting around. We've had this confrontation with the law, and we're just making fun of it. And I turn it into a little choral piece. Months later, I decide I'm going to talk about it on stage and sing this little chorus. Doesn't impress anybody, but the story grows until it finally does. I weed out the lines that don't work. I keep adding lines that do. And I build this 20-minute episode of my adventures between getting busted for littering and later on my bout with the Army, with the draft. And then the movie comes out. And so here's a lot of people around the country thinking, this is a great work of fiction. And I'm thinking, this is not fiction, this is real. Well, one of the other guys that knew it was real was Arthur Penn, the director, who had just come off a movie called Bonnie and Clyde, which is a great movie. And Arthur Penn, just by coincidence, lives in Stockbridge. Still does. And he suddenly hears this thing and says, everybody thinks this kid's making this up, but I know these people. I know Officer Obi. I know the blind judge. You know, I mean, so he decides he's going to make a movie with the real people in it, playing themselves. And still to this day, nobody really realizes that Officer Obi in the movie is the real Officer Obi. He's the real guy that busted us. And the blind judge is the real Judge Hannon. He's playing himself in the movie. And to this day, most people have no clue. There's the real Alice in the movie. She's an extra. So the movie comes out, and everybody comes up to Alice and says, I didn't know you had an affair with this guy and that guy or whatever. She says, I didn't. They said, well, it was in the movie. And people began to believe what they see in the movie.
Kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage.
Just want to know if you had any information about it.
Well, yes, sir, Officer Obi. I cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage.
You're both under arrest.
A black mark on my record, which eventually led me to my problems with the draft.
Meanwhile, I get married that same year the movie comes out to Jackie, my wife, who was a former Miss Malibu.
Your wonderful wife.
A gorgeous, wonderful wife. And people come up to us on the street and say, who are you? She says, well, I'm Jackie. I'm Arlo's wife. You can't be his wife. You're not Asian. Because my girlfriend in the movie was Asian. So people believe what they see in the film. And that, to this day, has become the reality for most people. So you begin to learn to live with different levels of people's understandings of your reality. There are people who come up to you who are absolutely convinced that the movie's true, and you don't have the time to sit there and say, or to explain it. You just say, yeah, right, man, see you later, dude. Next life, next movie. And then there's other people who know part of that. And so you say, right, whatever you think. And then you still have to go home and deal with people who see you as what you really are, which is some, you know, idiot from Coney Island who just happens to be playing guitar and making a living doing that. And so there is all these multiple me's that I have to know people on all these different levels. I mean, you've seen me perform. I'm basically the same guy.
Probably 100 times.
Yeah. But it's a different I mean, it's funny. You know, before the shows start, I get real tired. And I thought about it just a week ago. I said, I know what's happening. The me that I am on the street is going to sleep. And the me that I have to be on stage is beginning to wake up. And suddenly you realize you're living with multiple personality disorders. And you're wondering about that. So you are not only living all these things, you are the witness to you living these things. And then you start wondering, well, how many witnesses are there? And where do they go? And it starts getting to feel like the 60s again. And then you suddenly realize that's what we were into. We're thinking about stuff.